You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Iowa Congressman Steve King, a Republican who represents the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Today we want to get his thoughts on the Iowa State Supreme Court overturning a 1998 law in Iowa that declares that marriage is only the union of one man and one woman. They say that in 21 days, gay marriage should be legal in this state. And Congressman, thanks for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Greg. I appreciate it.
We knew this case was making its way through the court system for a couple of years now. We knew that the Supreme Court in your state was deliberating on this. It came a little bit earlier than most folks suggested. But what do you make of the unanimous decision declaring that homosexual marriage is a civil right in Iowa?
I'm not particularly surprised that this activist Supreme Court would come with this decision, but I am very surprised that it would be a unanimous decision. Even two of the justices appointed by Governor Terry Branstad, a Republican, sided with this unanimous decision. And the parts that I've been able to gather, and I haven't been able to read it all, strike me as a very much an activist reach. And to overturn the will of the people of the state of Iowa and to have the Supreme Court justices in the state assign themselves the authority that's vested by the Constitution in the people of the state through their elected representatives is outrageous. And this turns on its head the entire composition of human history and law. And I read Judge Robert B. Hansen's decision thoroughly through about 62 pages of it. It's the most activist opinion that I have ever read. I don't know that the state Supreme Court reflects that directly. I can only suspect at this point until I get a chance to review it.
Congressman, which part struck you as most activist? The abridged part of this decision that's making its way out to the media outlets basically says the Iowa Supreme Court has led the way against slavery, segregation, prejudice against women, and now they see this as the next step in that progression. What do you make of that logic, and what else struck you in this decision that maybe didn't make the headlines?
Well, I'll just say that's a self-assigned confession of activism, that we lead the way. It's the will of the people that's supposed to lead the way. The Constitution cannot and should not change unless it's amended by the people. They're the ones that ratified it. It's got to mean what it was understood to mean at the time of its ratification. This law is the people's law, and it went into effect in 1998. So I think it's a confession of activism on the part of this court.
What?
And that, if people understand, should be enough to infuriate every Iowan. One piece that didn't come out would be the equal protection language that they used when they argued, again, that we have changing values. I don't know that they use changing mores in the society. And that the court reflects that. They're the only ones, apparently, that can determine changing opinions of Iowans. I don't think Iowans have changed their opinions. If they did, they'd change the law.
If the definition that the court established today is allowed to continue, Congressman, what do you see as the direct impact on your state?
Well, it turns Iowa instantly into the mecca for same-sex marriage. 21 days from now, if nothing changes, then there will be same-sex couples all over the country that will be getting weekend tour packages to fly into Des Moines, Iowa, or perhaps other cities, and spend their three-day tour here with their 72-hour waiting period, get married, fly back to their states, and that will be something that will spawn litigation against every other state in the union, at least those other states that don't recognize same-sex marriage. That's one thing that it initiates. The second one is it sends an entirely left-wing activist message all across this country. And California knows that after you put the genie back in the bottle on same-sex marriage, which they effectively did in California, you still have a lot of lingering problems that are created by bad law, bad precedent, and we'll have those same problems here in Iowa. If I could just, in addition to that, though, since Iowa does not have a residency requirement, then the General Assembly needs to meet right now and pass a residency requirement, put it on Governor Culver's desk. He should actually be the man that would step up and call for a change in legislation so that only Iowans, at least, would be covered underneath this outrageously activist decision of same-sex marriage. The second piece is the constitutional amendment to tell the courts that this was a bad decision and it's against the will of Iowans needs to pass this General Assembly right now. But the earliest that we could get it on a ballot, a constitutional amendment on the ballot for the people, would be probably June of 2011. that's a lot of big accumulation of problems because of some activist judges on the Supreme Court.
And just to explain what you said there, Congressman, unlike California, where a state constitutional amendment can gather signatures on petitions and be put on a ballot, in Iowa, it needs to be approved by the state legislature for two consecutive sessions and then put on the ballot, correct?
That's exactly right. And that's the sequence that I described, and that takes us out to probably the earliest we could hope for would be June of 2011. Another thing that we might do, and not having read the opinion, I can't suggest any language, but I'd want to comb through that very carefully and see if there isn't a way that we can redraft a Defense of Marriage Act law that would then be a new law that would take effect that could be passed, the governor could sign, and put the court back on the defensive again. That's another alternative. But for now, I think we know clearly that we have to establish a residency requirement and should pass a constitutional amendment. And I don't know the Iowa Constitution as well as I do our U.S. Constitution, but I would also strip the Supreme Court of the Iowa Supreme Court of having any jurisdiction to hear such cases in the future.
Congressman, about a minute to go here. You mentioned Governor Culver. He was pretty noncommittal in reacting to this decision, saying he wanted to go over it, review, and figure out what it means for the state of Iowa. Where do you suspect he stands on this?
Well, he has a lot of, a gay community support, and that would be why he waffled on this issue all the way through. If he really intended to lead on protecting marriage as being between one man and one woman, he would have called for a constitutional amendment before. And so we shall see. I don't think he can hide any longer. I think that's what he's been doing. He's been wanting to be on both sides of this issue. I think now Governor Culver's got to make a decision. He's got to step up. And if he doesn't call for ending for creating a residency requirement, if he doesn't call for a constitutional amendment, if he doesn't make it definitive, we will know that he's waffled on the other side of this issue, and he's trying to hold the ball and drag this out and let the courts prevail over the will of the people in the state of Iowa, and I think that's unconscionable.
Last question for you, Congressman. The decision did point out that there's a 21-day window for applying for a rehearing. Does that give you any optimism, or does the unanimous decision here mean that's probably not going to be a successful avenue for you?
I think we should try everything, but that doesn't give me any optimism with a unanimous decision. And I want to read the decision and look for every avenue that we can hope to have, but that one doesn't give me a lot of hope.
Congressman, I know it's been a busy week for you. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us again.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. We'll keep working on this cause.
Absolutely. Iowa Congressman Steve King, Republican from the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee. This is Dateline Washington.